Greg Masters at WinterTech 2016 during the 34th annual J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference, and I'm speaking with Jean Ann Booth, who is the CEO of a company called Unaliware. Hi, Jean Ann.
Hey, it's a real pleasure to be here.
So you've been busy. This is a pretty difficult event to navigate with all the things that are going on. What's going on for you?
We have had just a phenomenal week here at J.P. Morgan and today at WinterTech, because yesterday we actually closed the final part of our seed round, which is all the money that allows us to take the new watches, including Bling here, to pilot, which we're really looking forward to being able to do the first half of the year.
These new watches and Bling, tell us about it. What's up with that?
Well, what they do is they provide discrete support for falls, medication reminders, and a guard against wandering. Using a really simple speech interface, there's no buttons, and it doesn't require a smartphone because it's actually built in.
So this is not your first rodeo, as I overheard earlier today. What does that mean in terms of the product, and what's the launch cycle look like?
So in terms of the product, we have our channel in pretty good shape. We are piloting in the first half of this year, almost 10,000 people. So I'm not sure you can quite call that a pilot, but whatever. And in the second half of the year, we'll actually be in production in the market in the U.S.
Are you guys going to go international?
You bet. So we were actually planning to start an international strategy in 2017, but one of the other amazing things that's happened for us is that we've actually had some countries reach out to us and ask us to come pilot in those countries. It has been just a phenomenal reception. And it makes me feel really good, too, because it means that there are so many people who have that same love and concern for extending independence with dignity that we do here at Unaliware.
Unaliware. The watch has a name, Kanega. What does that mean?
Unali is actually Cherokee for friend, and Kanega is Cherokee for speak. So we're the friend who speaks to you, which really kind of goes back to our whole dignity model. We give the control to the person who wears the watch, not to anybody else. And so it's your friend.
Does this tether to a smartphone?
No, there's no smartphone required because we actually build that into the watch. And we do that because less than 10% of seniors above the age of 75 have a smartphone, less than 5% above the age of 80. That's kind of an interesting part of the statistics, but the really bigger reason that we do that is because the number one cause of injury death among seniors is falls. The majority of falls happen in the bathroom. The majority of falls in the bathroom happen at night. So if you happen to have a smartphone, you probably don't take it with you when you go to the bathroom. If you happen to have an Apple Watch, it's charging then. That's why we actually have a patent-pending battery system in the band that allows you to wear your watch 24/7. You simply change the batteries by removing them from the watch, putting them on the charger, taking one of the ones that's fully charged on the charger, and putting it on the band. Off you go.
Anything else like this in the market today?
Nothing I know of.
Sweet the streets I